It's time for Backyard Almanac. Larry Weber is an educator, author, and naturalist, and he joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac. Good morning, Larry.
Yeah, good morning, good morning. And we are approaching the last week of winter. And according to the forecast, it's going to be a last week of winter. And I'll say more about that in a moment. But before we do, this is an interesting time of year. We have so many things happening. The 20th of March is this year, the vernal equinox, the first day of spring, okay? And then we just got done with, on the 8th, having daylight savings time. Well, the 14th of March is Pi Day, and that's spelled P-I. The reason why the 14th of March is chosen as Pi Day is because Pi is usually written as 3.14. Now, Luke, if you want to impress everybody, you tell them it's 3.14159265536, okay? And then the 15th of March is Vulture Day. Now, what does that mean? That means there's a little town just south of Cleveland, Ohio, Hinckney Ridge, which every year they claim the turkey vultures migrate back and arrive on the 15th of March. The 17th, of course, is St. Patrick's Day. And then on the 19th, that's the day, Swallow Day, when the swallows come back to Capistrano in California. So like I say, a lot of things happening. All right, let's take a look at how March is unfolding so far. It is amazing. We've had rain, we've had snow, we've had fog, we had clear, we had wind, we had calm, we had cold, we had warm. The warmest day of the month so far, 51 degrees, happened last week on the 8th. And anytime we get to 50 degrees for the first half of March, it is pretty impressive. And yes, we did it. We also had a cold day of about 10 below. At my house, it was 11 below. That was on the first day of March. Now, let's take a look into the future. Oh, yes, we also had this past week, we had two snows, neither one of which was that impressive. But here's what I thought was impressive about the two of them. It snowed during the night both times. Both times, the road in front of our house was snowed over. And the plows had to come out. The plows came out in the morning both times, and both times by late afternoon, the roads were completely clear as though it never snowed at all. Now, that's a tribute to the plows, but it's also a tribute to Mother Nature and the sun. When the sun shines on those kind of conditions, it melts it very rapidly. We rarely have below zero temperatures after the 20th of March, and we'll see if that happens again this year. The longer days continue, and we're more than 11 and a half hours of daylight now, moving towards 12 at the vernal equinox. And of course, that triggers the migration. We don't see a lot of the migration like in our yards and so forth yet. We will. But we haven't yet. The migration that's notable is in two places. Number one is the West Skyline, Enger Tower, that area where they do a raptor, spring raptor count. We are all familiar with the raptor count they do at Hawk Ridge in fall. Well, this is the count that takes place in the spring. The number one bird that's counted by far above all the rest of them are bald eagles. There's been a couple hundred of them been counted so far since they started on March 1. Red-tailed hawks have shown up a bit. Turkey vultures have shown up a little bit, as do a few others like sharpshin and rough-leg hawks and northern harriers. But by far, it's the bald eagles. It turns out that if you add up the numbers, best place in the country to see bald eagles in the spring is right there. And so, yes, we're getting that migration. The other place I note migration at this time is along the St. Louis River, where some of the ice gives way and we have open water. And this week I was able to see both the trumpeter swans and the Canada geese there. They are all these early migrants. Anytime there's open water, they'll be there. I'm sure there's mallards and a few other ducks present as well. And as we go through this next week, there's going to be other places besides there. There's also been a report of some of the smaller songbirds, such as junco, was seen at the type of sparrow. And then there was a sighting of a yellow rump warbler in Duluth. Now, warblers before the 1st of April are pretty rare. And this one, what was it? Was it one that wintered? I doubt it. It probably was an extremely early migrant. Grackles possibility I'm looking forward to in the next week or so. Maybe the first red-winged blackbird, but that's usually not until well after the 20th of March. Snow buntings and horned larks may show up along the side of the road. Sandhill cranes, a very loud bird flying over with a guttural type of sound, may be showing up this next week, as well as some mergansers. In the woods, I wouldn't be surprised to hear turkeys gobbling. They usually do gobble about this time. The male starts to get the attention of the female. Rough grouse do drumming there a little bit later, but I think they'll be happening pretty soon, too. I've been hearing owls almost every night, and this week it was both the barred owl and the great horned owl. With the new snow, and this is always impressive, in the new snow, we get a whole new batch of tracks that show up. And this week, yeah, I had a great chance to see those. Right out in the yard were, of course, the deer tracks, but there was also a fox that came wandering through the yard. And there were the squirrels. There was the cottontail rabbit, and there was snowshoe hare. And there was the mice and a visiting cat and dog. All of these showed up. Now, keep in mind that there are only a couple of those that I actually saw. The rest of them were all just leaving their tracks. And that's one of the beauties of new snow. It gives us a place to see the tracks of things that are happening and happening fairly recently, too. Well, we're going to get some new snow again. I find tracking is best in early winter and in late winter, so it's a good time to get out and take a look. Also, I had a visit this week in the yard of a skunk. I did not see it. I did not see the tracks, but I did see where they did some digging. Skunks are usually alone, so don't expect to see more than one. And when they do digging, what they're doing, they dig just an inch or so down into the ground, and they're trying to find grubs. They're trying to find food for them to survive on, because they just got up from waking from much of the sleep. Raccoons also been around. In addition to that, take a look at the trees. This is maple's time. By that, I mean the maples really have their say. Tapping of the sugar maples is probably the most obvious, but as we go through the month of March toward the later part of the month, we're going to see the silver maples, and there's a lot of silver maples around Duluth. The silver maples, they have the big buds. They start to open their buds, and they're either a male tree or a female tree. And then later, as we get into April, it's the red maples that are in bloom. The buds of the aspen and willow are still obvious. There is other shrubs, alders and hazel, that will be blooming soon. And then, of course, the red osier dogwoods that I've talked about before, which are so bright red. If you know of a spot that is south-facing, south side of a building or south of a hillside, that's where things happen quickly. Don't be surprised to see the green grass start to show up. Crocuses may start in bloom, and dandelions. I had the shoots of crocus coming up at my house a week ago. Well, I think they were discovered by a couple of critters because they seem to have been chopped down. So things are moving on, and yeah, welcome to spring. Maybe the next time we talk, we'll be talking actually in the season of spring. So have a good one. Take care.
Thanks a lot, Larry. That is Larry Weber. Larry's an educator, author, and naturalist, and he joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac.